Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Be so glad that you joined us today, because the LA crew, Headcrack and Portia, are out, but it ain't no thing but a chicken wing, baby. We got you, boo. We got two friends of the show sitting in. First off, you have seen her with Heidi and Frank in LA, but today she's joining us in Atlanta, darling. It's comedian Heather McDonald.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's right. And we also have my friend and sister, singer, actress, and star of T.I. and Tiny Friends and Family Hustle. It's LaToya Luckett. Y'all, so later we're gonna talk about more tea that's being spilled from Diddy Moore's new book. Ooh, child. And somebody gotta go check on Diddy because his ex Cassie has some more big news. But first, check this out. Jennifer Lopez is obviously a superstar now, but flashback to 1998 when she was just getting started, okay? The former Fly Girl had starred in a few movies like Selena and Anaconda, but had not yet released her first album. Well, she gave an interview to Movie Line in February of 98, and it's safe to say the interview that never forgets, darling, because J-Lo did not hold back when she was asked about some other actresses. When she was asked about Madonna, she said, "Do I think she's a great performer? Yeah. Do I think she's a great actress? No."
Oh.
She also said Cameron Diaz is a lucky model who's been given a lot of opportunities. I just wish she would have done more with it, is what she said. Oh. But the shadiest comment came when she was asked about Gwyneth Paltrow, y'all. J-Lo replied, "Tell me what she's been in? I swear to God, I don't remember anything she's been in. Some people get hot by association. I heard more about her and Brad Pitt than I've ever heard about her work."
No, that bitch did.
Yes, she did.
She said that.
What y'all think? I've never heard this before.
I love it. And I think J-Lo is coming from a place where J-Lo had to work for everything she got. She took the 6 train. Remember, she wrote a song about it.
Right.
She had to take all her dance classes. She had to do the backup dancing on the Living Color.
Right.
You know, and really audition for everything.
Okay, at the same time, this was 1998. She was just getting her start. A lot of times, especially coming into the game, you don't know to be politically correct with your words.
Right.
There wasn't like the internet and Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. Right.
So, of course, you had to be more careful. Now, do I think she would say these things now?
She would.
No.
And it was 20 years ago. So hopefully, you know, she'll still buy stuff from the Goop website, which is Gwyneth Paltrow's thing.
Miss Paltrow probably didn't have her her little line even go toward this girl's house, and we don't deliver over there.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Honey, y'all know what time it is. Time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Okay, honey. First up, honey, is model Miss Ireland Baldwin, honey. She shared these two pictures to Instagram with the caption, "Gardening." Mm. Is this a thirst trap, y'all?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
The second picture looks too posy.
It does.
Like, girl, now you really thirst trapping.
She got some nice restoration hardware furniture back there, though.
Yes.
And that's sad when you look at the furniture, not the person.
Okay.
I'm just saying, them some expensive chairs.
Oh, yes, they are.
They are, honey.
Come on home, decor line. Let's go.
You know? Well, next up is Lenny Kravitz. The 55-year-old singer posted this seductive doorway shot with the caption, "Hello, Los Angeles." Now, don't ask me, okay? Is this a thirst trap? I'ma say anything Lenny does is right.
Oh,
and I have to agree, darling.
And a lot of folk were drinking from his cup.
Okay.
So if he is thirsty, then
that's cute.
Look at the
them abs.
I'm parched.
He is gorgeous and ageless.
And I'm going to
He had shows in L.A., so I don't know if this was before or after, but if he wasn't sold out after posting that photo, I'm sure he was.
Yes.
But I assume he probably was because he's fabulous.
So is that thirst trap? Is it thirst trap?
No.
I'm going to say it's, no. It's acceptable.
Anything Lenny does is never thirst trapping, darling.
And last but not least, we have Mary J. Blige. Mary shared this photo with the caption,
Mary.
Goodbye, hot girl summer. Hello, bad bitch fall. That's a great caption.
Mary.
She's killing
Is this
yes,
a
honey.
Thirst trap?
Girl, you
Hell
know.
Hell no.
No, it's Mary.
I say flaunt it. I don't know how old she is. She's ageless as well. Mm-hmm. She looks gorgeous.
That is thirst trapping, honey. First
Stop
of
it,
all,
Gary.
She and all this damn animal print, honey, in the summertime.
What I like about what she's doing here is she's just like, I look great. This is a flattering photo. I want to share it. I'm not trying to act like a different. Like, if she had put something like, oh, my gosh, just got back from feeding small children, and what a day. You know, then I would have been like, oh, come on, girl. Yeah.
All right, y'all, when the Chicago Bears won their game this week against the Washington Redskins, Bears running back Tariq Cohen was excited, and he went live on Instagram Live, to celebrate with fans. But his teammate, offensive lineman Kyle Long, pun intended, was accidentally exposed in the video because he was changing, y'all, in the background. Now, Cohen deleted the video as soon as he realized what happened, but not before the internet took notice. Apparently, Kyle Long doesn't really live up to his name, but he's not bothered. The 6'6 player reacted by saying, you would think with my large stature there'd be more, like jumbo packages.
I really respect him for just embracing it, having a great attitude, not getting mad, knowing like, hey, this is me. I'm great in a lot of ways, so I appreciate it.
You have to act like that. There's nothing else you can say. Because if you get mad, they're going to talk about him anyway. So he's got to be like, oh, dang, I just saw my schlong and it's really small.
You just got to be aware of what's going on in your background for y'all get to posting and going live. You got to take a look around, take a gander. Of what is happening.
I could never know, honey. I have to be very cognizant of all the time somebody filming me in situations like that.
Because your body's so good.
You be in the locker room, Gary.
Huh?
You be in the locker room.
I wish I could get back in
the locker room.
But it's too late.
Okay, moving on. Demi Moore just won't stop dropping bombs in her new memoir, Inside Out. In the book, Demi says that her ex-husband, Ashton Kutcher, humiliated her by taking pictures of her drunk while she battled alcoholism during their decade-long relationship. But the picture that really hurt her feelings was the one Ashton took of her when she was sick and hung over on the toilet. Demi said it was confusing. Ashton had encouraged me to go in this direction. When I went too far, though, he let me know how he felt by showing a picture he'd taken of me resting my head on the toilet the night before. It seemed like a good-natured joke at the time, but it was really just shaming. So, do you guys think that Ashton was being mean or just punking her like he had done to so many other celebrities?
I don't think he was mean or punking her. No. He just took a picture, you know.
That's his wife.
Yeah, and that's what they've done before in the past, I'm sure.
Yeah, he seems like a person
playful.
With that type of playful personality. So, you know, why not do it on the toilet?
I think he did it with the intention of showing her, like, look, do you really want to be in this position again? It's not like he posted it or tweeted it or showed it to a tabloid.
I don't think I would have looked at it like that, though. I would have looked at it like, girl, you was up last night. Woo, we had a good time.
I think they must have had other issues leading up where he was like, enough. And it was her birthday, by the way. It was her birthday and they were on vacation in Mexico. I mean, so I am like, can you cut her some slack? I think I've ended up on the toilet on my birthday a few times with my head in the toilet.
Right.
And
okay, so Helder and LaTaria, because Brad ain't married yet. So how would
you do my sis like that?
Oh, no. Well,
Brad is unbothered, bitch.
She got her dogs, honey.
All my bitches. What?
So LaTaria, so how would y'all feel if y'all husband was to take a picture like that, letting us see y'all, honey, in y'all most unflattering form?
It would piss me off because it's like, especially, I'm on vacation, it's my birthday, it's my home. I don't need to be shamed. I already feel bad that I drank too much the night before. I'm already hungover. I don't need the husband being like, oh, look at you. I don't need that. So, no, I wouldn't like it.
Look at you.
All right, honey, so coming up, actor Malik Yoba reaches his breaking point and loses his cool. We'll tell you exactly what happened right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey,
Hey, you've heard about neighborhood watch groups, right? Neighbors looking out for each other, keeping their community safe. Well, get this. The Neighborhood Watch is now an app on your phone. The app's called Neighbors, and it's by Ring, the company behind those doorbells and security cameras. I downloaded the Neighbors app, set my home base and neighborhood, and just like that, now I get alerts from my neighbors. Just the other day, a neighbor's dog went missing, and he found them thanks to someone that posted about seeing the dog on the app. Now, with the Neighbors app, you receive real-time crime and safety alerts from your neighbors. It helps you stay informed about what's going on in your neighborhood, and it's completely free. You don't even need to own a Ring device. The fact is, the app is making it easier for my neighborhoods to work together and keep the community safe. It's like a new neighborhood watch powered by real people. So if you want to see what's going on in your neighborhood, download the free Neighbors app today. Go to ring.com/dish to download it from the Apple or Android app stores. That's ring.com/dish. That's ring.com/dish.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all. It looks like actor turned transgender activist Malik Yoba was about to put his hands and feet on this reporter. During a recent interview with The Root, Malik lost his cool when the reporter pressed him about recent allegations that he solicited sex from underage transgender sex workers. Now, from the tea I got, okay, Malik had an agreement with the reporter before the interview started that he would not mention these allegations, and then this happened. Take a look.
So you and I sat for 4 hours the other day, correct? And we decided how we were going to approach this.
We decided how we were going to approach this, bro. And we said that the more you talk, the better,
the worse it looks for you.
What did you say?
I said the more that we're talking, the more I'm just concerned. So I'm generally concerned.
What did you
say? And now we had a conversation about a white
range. This at all, homie.
Questions did feel like
I don't. Was like, not we discussed for four. Hours, you gonna stand allegations, homie?
Okay.
We sat for four hours, and you gonna stand for allegations? You. This is my life.
The lunch, my pearls.
Yes.
But you know what, I think that's sad. I mean, the thing is, like you said, it's his life, and it is his life. But I mean, now, if he sat with this guy and said, girl, we're not gonna talk about me having sex with these little young.
4 hours?
You shouldn't do it.
Right.
But this girl was trying to be Wendy. We were trying to be a shock job.
Okay.
That's what he was trying to do, honey. He was trying to be a shock job. Yeah, that's
right. I mean, it's true. What he is bringing up could possibly be used against him in a court of law.
Yeah.
Anything about being with anyone that's not of age, that's the worst part of the story. It doesn't matter what their sexuality is, is that he was bringing up something that is straight up criminal.
Yes. Right.
So I don't blame his
and then he
being
tried
upset.
To slide some slick in and say, this is making you look worse.
Exactly.
Malik,
that's when he was in his,
like,
exactly. Yes.
All right, child. So moving on, honey. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, honey, might be getting married again this weekend.
Again.
Oh my God.
Already.
But another wedding has caught my attention, honey. Miss Cassie is now officially Miss Fine, honey.
Aww.
That's right. She's fine, honey.
I love that last name.
Now, Diddy's ex is a married woman now. Now, they say she and Alex Fine, honey, tied the knot 1 month after just announcing their engagement. Now, they had a small and intimate ceremony in Malibu, California on Saturday. But unfortunately, honey, I wasn't invited. But, honey, let's take a look at the photo, honey, of this special day.
She looks beautiful. Look, it is a California cliche to bone your trainer, okay? This is my favorite storyline ever. And that it was Diddy's trainer, and how long was he in the home gym?
It was when
she was getting exercise.
You can't meet eyes
when they stretching
girl,
you. You can't.
And
you gotta look out.
And you can't strain and make those noises.
You can't do that.
But in all actuality, what's so really good about this just touches my heart. I mean, she was with Diddy for, what, 30 years?
A long
30?
And she done got with this man here, honey. They say, white men marry you, honey, a day later. And he married her a day later. Diddy still didn't marry her. So, I mean, congratulations.
Oh,
and she got pregnant.
Moving on, Heather.
Yes.
We hear you have two comedy shows here in the ATL. So why don't you tell us about them, girl?
I'm so excited. So I'll be here tonight and Saturday at the City Winery in Atlanta. It's a beautiful venue, great food and drinks. And you'll see my whole stand-up act and all. We get into all the juicy scoop, much like this show.
Ooh.
And it'll be really fun. And that's where you really get it all because it's a
you
live
get
show.
Curse, girl.
You can curse. It's alive. No one
I'm
can
coming.
Film it. Nobody can get back and get me in trouble.
I'm coming.
So come. Come.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You
don't
put my name on the list?
Income.
Yes, I do.
Good,
for you,
God.
I do. It's my Christian service. I will give you a free
Heather,
ticket.
He's lying. Look at his arm.
You can find my tickets at heathermcdonald.net.
All right, y'all. Up next, ex-NFL star Larry Johnson dropped an impressive list of celebrities he done slept with. We'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Woo!
All right, y'all. Ex-NFL star Larry Johnson is out here snitching on his old boo things.
Mm.
The former Kansas City Chiefs running back has been taking the heat lately for Twitter trolling rapper Megan Thee Stallion. The feud between the two began when the retired athlete suggested that the rapper became famous because her mother died. Then he went on to accuse her of joining the Illuminati after news of her signing with Roc Nation had been released. Well, Megan's stable of fans said Larry was just mad because Megan wouldn't give him the time of day, and Larry didn't like that, so he tweeted, "For those who think I was hating on at the Stallion, Meg the Pony, because you think I wanted to sleep with her, don't know my history. I had better, Julissa Bermudez, I wanted to marry, Chili, TLC, Maya, Drea, and a bunch of distant neverminds."
Oh, wow. Hell.
Now, did he have to put all the girls on blast like that?
The worst thing about it is if you're going to put them on blast, at least tag them and let them get a few more followers.
Right.
They didn't even benefit
let them
one
clap
bit.
Back at you for being rude for mentioning their name. How do you
broke
know
the code.
They
right.
Yeah.
Broke the code.
How are they
going
to
know?
But what has happened to the black man, honey? He done lost his way.
First of all,
it's ridiculous.
And don't come for Meg. First of all, she's from Houston.
Yeah, that's
your hometown.
Yeah.
Don't do sis.
Don't do that.
At all. And she's a sweetheart.
Right.
And I've heard nothing but great things about her.
Yes. In the words of Diddy, I see some bitch assness.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to join the Illuminati. Would that help my career?
Charlie thought of Illuminati because I used to wear a swoop bang and they said one eye, you got to have both eyes out or one eye to mean you're part of something.
Yeah.
Oh.
All over a bang.
But anyway, honey, LaToya, girl. So now I know that you hosted the Black Music Honors, which pays homage, honey, to legendary artists who made significant contributions to the African American music with Mr. Ricky Smiley. And if I do say myself, honey, you are on stage looking snatched.
Thank you.
Bitch, David, whoever dressed you that night, girl, did that.
I appreciate it.
Yes, baby, you was giving it, honey. But we have a clip of you and Ricky, honey, just on Reminix and Lil Nas X, Old Hit Town Road at the show. So let's take a look.
Yeah, we're gonna take our show to the ATL. We're gonna vibe till we can't no more.
We're gonna BMH to the ATL. We're gonna vibe till we can't no more.
Were you sweating, honey? Because I know Ricky had that turtleneck on. Did that make you hot?
First of
MG
all,
Gary.
It was hot up there, the lights. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, Ricky was sharp.
But you had on sleeveless, honey.
I did.
And he had on a turtleneck. But that was, y'all had on two seasons, honey. You had on winter and summer.
Two occasions.
Yeah.
But you can watch me, Ricky, and his turtleneck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 2019 Black Music Honors airs in national syndication very, very soon. So make sure y'all go to your local listings. You'll see all the different stations it's going to be in.
Probably.
And, you know,
when it comes on.
The turtleneck had its own dressing room. I will say
oh,
that.
Oh, it did? Oh. Okay.
All right, y'all. Coming up soon, everyone will have actor Samuel L. Jackson telling them, good morning, mother. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Okay, y'all, so you'll soon be able to speak to celebrities, and yes, they will be talking back, starting with Samuel L. Jackson. Amazon will introduce Jackson as the first celebrity voice for its Alexa virtual assistant later this year. The assistant can read you the news, tell you the weather, and answer questions. And you all know, you know, Sam got a potty mouth, and he'd like to talk dirty, and the experience just wouldn't be the same, well, at least not for me, if he ain't cussing, okay?
Exactly.
So users will be able to choose between an explicit and non-explicit version. Which one you getting, Gary?
Because you know I want the cursing.
Me too. That's gonna make yourself happy. What about you?
I want the cursing because I do need to get up in the morning.
Yes.
I need to get some stuff done. I need that drill sergeant kind of voice coming at me.
Right.
Cuss me out.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I don't like profanity, you know, being cussed at, but if anybody gonna cuss at me, it's gotta be Sam.
Well, I want Morgan Freeman because he is God to me. He was the voice of God of Bruce Almighty. That's what I want. Waking you up in the morning because I'm a child of God.
I would want Diana Ross, honey, because I would want her to touch me in the morning, then just walk away.
She'd be like, Gary, wake your bitch ass up.
Miss Ross, I'm getting up.
I want Keith Sweat. Wind me up, honey. Wind me. He want to tease and please. Charlie.
Okay. You gonna understand what he's saying?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'd make some out of it.
Yes, honey. Who are you, Brett?
I think I would want Michael Jackson to wake me up.
Aw, Michael.
Come on now, Brett. Wake up. Come on. Get your ass up.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.